on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Lebombo border post between South Africa and Mozambique has been partially reopened. The port of entry was shut earlier this week due to election-related violent protests in the neighbouring country. The Border Management Authority's Michael Masiapato says the partial reopening is for the movement of people for now.
It's going to be on the movement of people, and then later on we will then be able to deal with issues of cargo. The cargo movement is the most complicated one, primarily because the place called Kilometer 4 had been seriously destroyed. The computers has been taken. They had to replace those computers and make sure that they're able to reconnect and be able to do customs processing.
At the same time, South Africa's High Commissioner in Mozambique, Simphiwe Nyanda, has called for urgent dialogue to resolve the crisis in Mozambique. In a statement, he stressed that peaceful negotiation is essential to prevent further destabilization and secure the nation's trade and security interests. The Southern African Development Community will meet later this month to address regional election issues. Various service delivery problems have come up at a presidential imbizo in the south of Durban. Locals have gathered in Umgababa to tell the president and his cabinet about their concerns. Newswatch's Gqinokuhle Malinga is there.
There were few hiccups at the start of the presidential imbizo with KZN Prima Dami Ntuli's speech to residents at Umnini Sports Field was paused by some system issues. The crowd filled the silence by breaking into chants and songs. Once the problems were solved and the program picked up again, crime, unemployment and the rising cost of living and matters concerning education were some of the issues raised with the president. The troubled Ethekwini municipality is one of the metros the president has been keeping a keen eye on. Some of the ministers who are accompanying Ramaphosa are now taking to the stage to respond to some of the complaints and issues. Gqinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Umgababa.
And Botswana's new president has been sworn in. Duma Boko won last week's historic election that saw the Botswana Democratic Party losing power after ruling since independence in 1966. The 54-year-old Boko called for the strengthening of democracy and for unity as he took his oath of office. His call comes as two former presidents and once close allies, Mokgweetsi Masisi and Ian Khama, are at loggerheads.
This is one republic, one nation under God. Lines are drawn in the sand and blown away by the wind. We cannot allow ourselves to be drawn into squabbles about where the line was and who stood on which side. The message I impart is unity, togetherness.
Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 30, Richards Bay 32.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas have won the toss and are bowling first against India as Andile Simelane makes his Proteas debut. Russie goes with a 7-1 split on the bench for Sunday's clash with Scotland, and Ange Postecoglou being careful with Heung-Min Son's workload during a busy schedule.